With us this morning, visiting is Glenn Copeland with the Fremont Rural Fire Department. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having us over again.
Yeah. You know, you always have a project going on, and you're pretty good at making these things happen. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening with, I know with fire departments, especially the volunteer fire departments, you're always trying to find some funding for equipment, and it's expensive stuff, isn't it?
It's gotten more expensive over really since the COVID hit back in 20. Prices have shot up an average of about 7% every half a year, and we're trying to keep up with everything. Right now we've got about three different projects going on at one time, and that has been due to going after grant funding that everybody is starting to get aware there's some monies out there, and there's so many people with budgets that are really hurting right now. Mm-hmm. So they're applying. You've got several organizations applying for limited amount of funds.
Yeah, that's for sure. What kind of stuff are you looking for that needs to be updated, I guess?
Well, right now the two biggest projects we got are we've got some damaged fire hose and some out-of-date fire hose, about 30 years out of date.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting to a point we have to get this replaced to the NFPA codes. And we're also back into some firefighter turnout gear now.
Okay.
We have been working on that project really hard for the last 5 years, sort of kind of got caught up. And now we have some new volunteers we're bringing on to the organization here in the next couple months, and that's going to get very expensive to get them outfitted.
When you say turnout gear, for you guys in the industry, you know what that is, but for us lay people, what does that mean?
Well, when you see firefighters out and doing their job out there, the bunker coats they're wearing, safety coats, pants, helmets, gloves and everything they do to perform the firefighting skills and everything, and even emergency rescues, you have to have this NFPA approved gear, otherwise you're just not going to be able to do the job safely. And the prices of that stuff has more than doubled over the last 4 years.
Man. And you've got to have new people. You can't say, you're going to wear this guy's coat. It's a little bit big for you. That doesn't work, does it?
Right, and they're going in 10-year increments now where fire hose is a little more lenient. They give us about 15 to 20 years in NFPA standards to get it replaced, but turnout gear is not as lenient. It's more important. It's for the firefighter's safety to do their job, and they give us 10 years now. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good amount of time, so it is time to start replacing, isn't it?
It is.
What is a typical outfit for one person? How much does something like that run?
About $5,000 now.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, wow. It was here 2 years ago. It was right about $3,200.
And you can't just go to Ace Hardware and pick up hose, can you?
No. You have to go to certain vendors that are certified to do this, and it's all mandated by NFPA.
Do they sell it by the foot? How much does hose cost?
The hose sections we purchase are for the attack lines, and some of the supply lines are 50-foot sections, and majority of them are anywhere from $170 for a 50-foot section on up to $250.
And those are what, probably like 5-inch, 4-inch,
something like that? Those are just anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5.
Oh, okay.
The 5-inch is 500 feet per 100-foot section.
Oh, wow.
Or it's $500
per 100-foot section.
Yes.
Yeah. All this stuff, you get to some point where you're like, okay, we can't keep patching this. We got to replace it. Right?
They won't allow you to patch it anymore.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So right now you said you've got a project for the turnout gear.
We were going to do the turnout gear with the Applebee's Together We Cares project on April 9th, but we are in a spot now where we have to replace some of this fire hose, and because of the menus the way they are, we have to kind of focus on the fire hose for this one.
Fire hose first?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's what the officers have decided we're going to look at for the April 9th project. actually what's going to be happening here. I'll kind of explain what this is, the Applebee's project.
Yeah, yeah, do, please.
On Tuesday, April 9th, Applebee's Together We Cares, we have been partnered with them since last November now. Every Tuesday, they allow organizations to come in, and they have five menus that they have chosen, the management of Applebee's,
okay,
that they will give the people that are picked for that entire day for patrons to come in and purchase any one of those five menus, and they will donate 50% of those menus to that organization for the entire day.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, man. So that's coming up this next week, right?
Yes, next Tuesday. Oh, next
so
Tuesday.
I'm still on March on that calendar back there. I need to get that changed, don't I? Yeah. But, yeah, so that'll be all day?
All day, all day. They'll start, when they start serving at 11 o'clock in the morning, that will go till closing on Tuesday evening.
Okay.
And what we're going to do different for this one, weather permitting, the weather is all good. We're going to be taking our ladder truck out there. They have allowed some room for us to put it up, so people can kind of look at some of our equipment, and we will also have Smokey the Bear out there for the kids.
Oh, nice.
We'll go out there and jaunt around with them a little bit. And
yeah.
If Smokey talks, then we're in trouble.
Oh, that's just one event. Yeah, so you need a lot more help with this, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We need a lot of help with this one. We're going to have firefighters out there. The management out there has allowed us to hook up from 4:30 that afternoon till 7 p.m. And again, that's if weather permits us to do this job. Our goal right now is to get about $1,000. That would be a terrific day for us.
Okay.
So if we could get some of that, then we would be able to at least get the absolute needed hose we got to have right now.
Okay.
The rest of it we'll have to find other projects for.
What do you really want?
Right now we need...
As far as money for the hose.
The total hose project is going to be roughly about $20,000.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is inch and a half attack lines that we got to have. They're the smallest hose, but that's what the guys pull off the trucks to go up to burning cars, burning buildings, whatever, so they can handle them going in.
Okay. All right. You talked about a third project, did you? Right?
Yes. Yes. We were we're also in the process right now of getting some new pagers. We're on a new radio frequency, and radios and pagers are very expensive on this 800 frequency, so we're probably looking in the vicinity of about another $10,000 to $15,000 in funding for that too.
Maybe talk a little bit about how the paging system works with Fremont Rural.
Okay, with Fremont Rural and a lot of the other volunteer departments in Dodge County now, we're all on the same system.
Mm-hmm.
Radios, we can communicate with each department very clearly, very distinctly right now, and that's been a good thing going to this system. When a 911 call comes in, the dispatcher will dispatch all the volunteers through a paging system. And the way the pagers are set up now, each department can hear each other's page, so they know if mutual aid's coming down the road, they're mm-hmm. getting ready to roll.
Yeah. As far as calls go with Fremont Rural, have your numbers increased like the Fremont Fire Department have?
We were averaging about 80 calls a year up to about 2 years ago, and that's jumped about 20 calls a year right now.
Okay. So it is up a little bit.
Yeah, it is up a little bit.
But this system, I know, just talking to everybody involved, definitely working much better, isn't it?
This system is a terrific system that came up, and it all came up after 9/11 down in New mm-hmm. York, and it was a system that's been badly needed all over the country.
All right. Well, some definite needs there. Absolutely. If someone wants to donate, how would they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me or any of the officers. Sometimes we're there on Mondays and Fridays from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock okay. on those days. There are some hit and miss days on the other days because we do issue burn permits for the rural citizens. And if we get a ration of burn permits like we did the last week here, We spent a lot of last week working with the public out there on that.
Yeah, I bet. Right now, everybody wants that burn pile to be gone, but
we do
it's
too.
Pretty dry.
Yeah, it's been very dry, and we've been very lucky. We got about another 2 or 3 week window here, and if the public can get the time to do the burning, get those piles down before the summer hits, that'll mm-hmm. be terrific. We're all aboard on that.
Oh, for sure, for sure. What's the best way to reach you guys?
The public safety number for the rural fire station is 402-727-4369. And if nobody answers the phone, you can just leave a message, and majority of the time we can get back to you.
Okay. Well, Glenn, we'll try and help you out as far as fundraising goes for next week's event for sure.
We're really looking forward to it. We got some volunteers that are going to be taking off work early, and some will meet us out there, and we'll get to rolling on this and see how we go.
Yeah, that'll be all day next Tuesday, not this Tuesday, at Applebee's, right?
That is correct, Chris.
All right, very good. Glenn, thank you for stopping in, and we'll definitely try to help out and let people know that that's going on and other ways they can help out too.
Absolutely, and if there's any questions, don't hesitate to call the fire station, or if you know any Fremont Rural volunteers, just kind of touch base with them, because about 90% of them are available to be gotten a hold of during the work hour. So
good deal. Good deal.
Thank you, Chris.
Glenn. Yep. Glenn Copeland with the Fremont Rural Fire Department with us here.